And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, talking about this show right here. This show goes from like Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border to what we call once again Fort Benning. Fort Benning, and then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Yes, indeed. And that, by the way, is just our radio audience. Thank you very much to all of y'all also that everywhere in the big wide world go to the World Wide Web and watch us live stream the show or listen to it after the fact on YouTube, podcasting, X, our website, all of it. Thank you very much. This audience makes it worthwhile. By the way, I got to tell you, we got some major content rolled out for you here in the last 12 hours. So we already had two brand new episodes in the last couple of days out of right field with JP talking sports stuff from a conservative view. The Controversial Mom with Emily Jones came out on Sunday evening. And which was her topic this time? I don't recall. Do you call it right now?
Emily Jones, this last one was on the MAHA movement.
Oh, yeah.
The latest on... what's going on there, and if RFK is delivering. So, yeah.
That's right. Okay. So that just came out. My latest podcast, The Right Philosophy, came out today, actually. It's up there for you right now, and this one's called Lying Liars Lie About Lying. There you go. Say that 10 times fast. But anyway, Lying Liars Lie About Lying, that's out today. But I think the one that I'm most excited about is the one that came out last night, the latest edition of the Just Right podcast. It's our long-form podcast. It's the one where we spend time really deep diving the conversations. It came out, and JP's putting it up on the screen right now. And listen, just go ahead and prepare yourself for a story that'll, A, make you proud to be an American, and B, like almost like move your emotions a bit, because the story is of Tawn Boyer. And Tawn Boyer is just, I mean, she's got the sweetest, most humble spirit. And she talks about escaping communist Vietnam after the fall of Saigon, after seeing bodies floating down the Mekong River from the Pol Pot regime killing fields in the north of Cambodia. And then basically getting, you know, assaulted by pirates and everything else, trying to leave the country. And then the next thing you know, she winds up living right here in the southeast United States, right here in Alabama. And she's got an amazing story, wrote an amazing book, and she gives an amazing interview. And I think, I was telling Charlene this last night, we watched about the first half of it last night, and I think this may be her first true long-form interview, like where she got to tell her whole story. She's done speeches, she's known, you know, in her community for being there, but I think this is the first time she sat down and really told her whole story at one setting.
I believe so, yeah.
And it was good. Listen, check it out. The long-form podcast, the Just Right podcast. This edition came out last night with Tawn Boyer, and it is so, so, so worth seeing. You can catch it in all the places we put stuff, YouTube and our website especially. Text lines are indeed open. Let me get a few of those because you guys are amazing. John from Huntsville saying, Phil, spectacular monologue. Definitely one of your best. Thank you, sir. Also, he says, did you hear that Elon Musk says he regrets social media post targeting Trump? Says they went too far. By the way, just letting you know, Dale Jackson is probably going to be acting more crazy than he usually does, and you'll probably have to answer a few really dumb questions. Hopefully he doesn't ask you and Jeff Poore the questions that he's going to ask. Why would he ask about putting an animal on our face?
Guess we'll just have to wait and see, huh?
Okay. And then he texted you something else about YouTube and all that. We got a brand spanking new texter named Karen from Hickson. Don't be lonely. Just hang in there with us, Karen. And we got 3 hours of being together, so we're glad you're with us. Jay from Killen, Alabama says, preach on, brother. He said the left's problem with the parade is that in order to celebrate our nation's greatness, one must be willing to admit that there is something greater than oneself. They're afraid to start down that road. Isn't that so true? Well said, sir. Perfect. Well said. I saw Scott from Ardmore just signed up for the newsletter. He got the link already, I see. Yeah, that's a great point. We have a daily email newsletter that goes out called the Right Side Report. Tells you all of our latest stuff. Tells you if we have any promo codes for merchandise. Tells you what's going to be on the show that day before anybody else knows it. If you'd like to get that email newsletter and you're not getting it already, just text the word newsletter. It's one word, newsletter, to 833-68-WRITE. Text the word newsletter, and it'll get you a prompt, and you can just sign up. It comes right to your email every day. So, yes, absolutely. A couple more, and then I'll jump on into my topics. Matthew from Washington says, oh, it's a long one. He says, hello, Phil and JP. Matthew from Washington checking in. Very excellent monologue, Phil. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. So I totally agree with you. Let all sane Americans stand proud and show their thankfulness for this beautiful country that we all live in. He said, I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the libs don't have people showing up trying to cause disruptions, trying to take away and disrupt the whole beautiful event. On another note, he said, it's go time, LOL. The house is on the market. Oh, wait, house on the market. Yeah, I know that, but the line got messed up on my text. So I'm trying to read what he says. He says, glory be to God. Is he saying his house sold? Maybe his house sold. Glory be to God. He says the realization of coming home is within reach. Thank y'all. Everything. Keep you posted. Okay, the house is on the market. That's what we're seeing. All right. Oh, good deal, Matthew. Keep us posted, brother. We're glad to welcome you back to the fold, man. In the meantime, you're still a ruffian right now as you stand, leading the cause out there in the left coast. Let me jump on in. So I'm gonna keep this parade thing going. I would love to get y'all's feedback. So we're starting this weekend is the beginning of essentially a little over a year of a series of celebrations for the 250th anniversary of our nation. The U.S. Army counts itself about a year before the Declaration of Independence because you can think back to history. That does fit. So this weekend is the celebration of the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army. Next year, 4th of July, is the 250th anniversary of the nation as a whole. I don't know about y'all, but and of course, JP, I know you weren't here yet, but in 1976, I have incredible memories of the bicentennial year. It was a big deal. And this is going to be a big deal also. Trump has actually appointed what he calls the Task Force 250. He's got a group of people whose whole job it is right now is to coordinate all of the events and celebrations that are going to take place. I don't know if you've ever seen a fireworks display on the Washington Mall. Oh my gosh, it is the best. It's the best because I love fireworks anyway, but it's the best because of where you are. When I was stationed at the Pentagon in 2009, the Pentagon has this very large grassy field called the Pentagon Parade Field. It juts out from the side of the building, looks across the river, and it lines up directly with the Washington Monument. So if you're on the parade field doing a military ceremony, you literally have the Washington Monument standing in the background. They made the parade field available to Pentagon families. If you wanted to bring your lawn chairs and coolers and you could sit out there and watch, it was the perfect place to watch the fireworks. You weren't in all the crowds in the mess, access to a bathroom, and you could just sit there in the grass and enjoy your time, and it was awesome. So yeah, my wife and daughter and I, we went and watched the fireworks over the Washington Mall, and seeing the Washington Monument lit up by fireworks is one of those things that I think I'll always remember. I cannot imagine what next year is going to be like. Y'all, the 250th. The 250th celebration of our nation. I mean, I just may have to find a way to get up there because that's going to be some next level. But we're starting now. I don't know how many of y'all remember the bicentennial year. Like I said, I remember it vividly. I was a kid at Chaffee Elementary in Huntsville. And I mean, we had all kinds of things going on. And one of the things that I really remember too was a thing called the Freedom Train that came through as a part of the bicentennial. Basically, the Smithsonian took a train and turned it into a museum, and it went around the nation, and it came to every community that it could. It stopped in multiple places, and crowds of people and school children, in my case, got to take trips to go see the Freedom Train and walk through and literally see all the exhibits of everything from the Pilgrims to, you know, things from the Founding Fathers. And I remember even had like Wilt Chamberlain's shoe, which was like a size 15 or something crazy. But it was just cool. It was a roving museum on a train. And it was just part of what made the bicentennial so special. Well, this is where we are right now. And the left is having to come apart. They cannot stand the idea that we would ever spend time celebrating who we are as a nation, as a people, as a culture. Because we are all those things. We are a nation. Yes, we have a flag. We have borders. We have laws. We are a culture. Yes, we are. We have our own way of doing things. We are unique unto ourselves. We are rogue. We are cowboys. We are a homogenous bunch of mutts, and yet we are good at what we do. And then, yeah, we are a people. We are united we stand, divided we fall, people. And so all that to say, this coming weekend, this is absolutely going to be the beginning of an epic year. When we get back from this break, I'll start telling you what to expect about this weekend. In the meantime, stand by and text me how you feel about it. I want to know what you think about whether we should have a military parade or not. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, some of y'all are texting in already. Text me your thoughts. Should we have a military parade? My question for you. I am open to your thoughts on this. 833-687-4448. Got a piece here from Fox News. Trump to host a military parade to celebrate the Army's 250th. So yeah, one of the things I think is very cool is they're not going to just have troops marching, you know, coming by the... They're actually, they got reenactors, and so if there's a unit that was in the Revolution, some of these units still have legacy that you can show the battle streamers, you can show the heritage of your unit, and some of these units, you know, date way, way, way back. And so they're going to be having troops in uniform period to the day for Revolutionary War, Civil War, Spanish-American War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, and the Global War on Terror. And then they'll be marching in uniforms that were correct for the period in which they were fighting. And then the rest of the units that extend their heritage out from that group in, you know, in costume, so to speak, will be marching right behind them. That's just very cool to me. That's history marching down the road. I love that.
And it's amazing we haven't done anything like that to this scale before. Like a full-scale honoring of our military like that, especially on, you know, its birthday.
I don't know if you remember this or not, but Trump wanted to do that in his first term. He wanted to, and he kind of got shut down. And I think we have a different Trump now, first of all. I think we have a Trump now who's a little more gamey, a little more, you know.
He's, been there, done that, knows what to expect.
And he's harder to say no to.
Mm-hmm. And has people around him now that, you know,
has a real team.
Like this. Yeah.
Yes, he has a real team around him now. Yes, absolutely.
But also the fireworks at Mount Rushmore, that's another thing. Because remember, they did it one time.
Oh.
And then after that, it was something about how they didn't want to spark wildfires or something like that, and they just stopped doing it.
That was the Biden administration shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You watch. That's coming back too, I bet you.
And it's funny because when I went, they did the laser show. And of course, right after we came back is when they did the fire. I'd love to see that fireworks. So you talked about it at the National Mall. I'd love to see the fireworks at Mount Rushmore in person too.
I remember watching when Trump did it, and they had it televised, and you could just even tell on TV that it was epic. Mm-hmm. And then I remember as they had the fireworks going off, they also had flyovers, and so a stealth bomber came flying over. You know, the big flying wing came flying over, and just like this is like it's like America, just right here, just America.
But that's a little stuff worth doing, in my opinion.
I agree. So Daily Wire has a piece that I hold in my calloused former paratrooper hands. They're expecting right now this parade is going to have 6,600 soldiers marching in it. We're talking about almost like a division here of soldiers. 6,600 soldiers, 150 vehicles, which will include, you know, Abrams tanks, and Strikers, and Bradleys, and Humvees, and all of it. 50 helicopters doing flyover down the road. That's going to be, you have gunships, you're going to have Slicks, you're going to have Blackhawks, you're going to have Chinooks, all of it. And then it also says it's been submitted for what's known as a national special security event, which gives them the ability to bring in additional federal resources. So they're talking about having some pretty stout security, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it says the parade fulfills Trump's vision that was previously unrealized when a similar plan during his first term was reportedly canceled. It was poo-pooed. It was poo-pooed right down. Just if you can poo-poo something in the Trump administration, somehow that one got poo-pooed, and I don't know how that was allowed to be poo-pooed, but it was. But they got soldiers already being positioned in D.C. that came in from 11 different corps and divisions headquarters nationwide. And like I said, they're even going to have Paladin artillery and howitzers, you know, being towed howitzers and all of it. It's going to be pretty rock on. D.C. is preparing, though. And by the way, I was up there for the inaugural. Shoo! I suspect it's going to be a lot like that. The security. Piece on the AP right here. The AP says that the Secret Service and the Capitol Police and the D.C. Metro Police are basically putting out 18 miles worth of fencing and 175 magnetometers. In other words, they're putting in choke points where you can come into the parade area and you have to go through a magnetometer to get in. Matt McCool, Secret Service Washington Field Office, said we're preparing for an enormous turnout. He said there will be... it's going to be normally a no-fly zone for drones, but there will be drones in the air that are probably going to be both security and camera. Army officials estimate somewhere around 200,000 attendees will be there for the event. This is going to be huge. There's multiple counter-protests already being planned. We know this. Of course they are.
The question, shocker.
Yeah. Multiple counter-protests of varying sizes are being planned for Saturday, with the largest being a mass march to the White House. Officials say they're also on alert for signs that immigration-related clashes between law enforcement and protesters extending out from Los Angeles would spread. He says, we're paying attention, says McCool, obviously to what's happening here. But we will be ready. We have a robust plan for civil disobedience. I bet they do. I bet they do. And you know what? The crazy thing is watching this, and I know some of y'all may have an opinion that I haven't seen yet that says you differ, but I would bet that most ruffians don't have a problem with this at all. Libs can't stand it. I don't mean like they're concerned. I mean like they can't stand it. Like Whoopi Goldberg. I'm not interested in throwing a parade for you, Trump, she says. It's not a parade for him. That's just it. If this was Biden saying, we're going to celebrate the 250, they'd be like, this is awesome. We should have done this last year. But because it's Donald Trump, Trump derangement syndrome kicks in. And then it cracks me up, too. Some of this is like media voices on networks like MSNBC, ABC, CNN have responded with alarm. Alarm? What do they think is happening here? Do you think these tanks and Bradleys are rolling down the road with, you know, live rounds in the tube? No. You think they're gonna roll up the steps of the Capitol and take over in some kind of military junta doing a coup d'etat? No. Well, it's all because, in the words of Charles Blow, I can go all day on that. Charles Blow on CNN says, strong men do that because they want to make their citizens cower. JP, are you cowering because of this parade?
Oh, yeah, I'm petrified. I can't sleep at night.
Cowering. There's a parade, like a patriotic parade. It scares me, and this is ridiculous. You know what? That has to. I don't know who Charles Blow is, but that has to be one of those beta male things I've ever heard of. Kayleigh McEnany, though, says, the Democratic Party has chosen to be an outrage machine, and we have outrage fatigue in this country. People are fed up with the whole authoritarianism coup language. I agree. We'll wrap this up when we get back with your text messages and a little bit more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a hump day. Hour number two on a hump day, still in Dipper number one. I'm calling it the Big Beautiful Parade. The Big Beautiful Parade. It's going to be a big one, you know. So I'm about to get into your text messages. I asked a question right before we went to the break. How do y'all feel about this? How do you feel? 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. Text it. How do you feel about the fact that we are having a military parade, you know, down Constitution Avenue near the Capitol, adjacent to the Washington Mall? Does it bother you? Do you like it? What are your thoughts on this? D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, who I will give her a tad of props. I don't think she's changed her stripes, but she has learned to moderate her positions. she's kind of gone out of her way to get on Trump's good side. She even stood in a press conference with him and thanked him for doing certain things most recently in the Oval Office. She's very wary of it. And I don't fault her for this. Her wariness is the fact that those tanks and armored vehicles can chew up a road. I've seen it. Man, we chewed up some asphalt in Baghdad. I've been, you know, rolling through the streets of Baghdad with tanks and Bradleys and just, you know, you just run stuff over. you don't try to, but you just do. I'm sure they've taken all this into account. They're going to have the roads cleared. There won't be parked vehicles accidentally in the way that you're going to wind up having to just crush. But she points out, she says, I remain concerned about it. If the roads are rendered unusable, we're going to have to make them usable again very quickly and then go seek our money from the feds. Well, I think they expect that. I think they're ready to handle that. The parade does come with an estimated price tag, and this is a quite a swag here, between $25 million to $45 million, according to a spokeswoman for the U.S. Army. I think part of that is because they've got set-asides for road repairs in case they have to go back and do something. So does that change anything for you? Does that change anything for you? If it costs $25 million to do the parade, JP, how do you feel about it?
And it is a lot, but I mean, I still think it's worth doing.
I think it's worth doing. I think the decimal points are in a slightly different place at that level. I think they've got it baked in already. The money's there. I don't mind it. And it's a 250th celebration. So, yeah. All right, let me get some text messages to see how y'all feel. Okay, I'm asking, too, if you haven't already texted in, does the cost change things for you at all? John C. from Madison said, I would love to see that parade. I used to drive a Patriot missile launcher here for the parades in Huntsville. Wow, that's cool. Thank you, John C. Alex Mathen says, you want to know what the recovering Jane Fonda wants to say with regard to the up-and-coming parade? Says, hallelujah, bring it. This our fighting men and women deserve it. Wow, how about that? Brand new texter in the line. We got him, Jim from Newmarket. Appreciate you. Glad you're there. Jim from Newmarket says, Major, U.S. Army retired. Great. Thank you for your service. I appreciate you. He said, our family is attending the parade Saturday the 14th. Oh, man. All right, Jim, we want firsthand reports on Monday when we get back. Thomas from Athens says, Senator Rand Paul has poo-pooed the parade. He doesn't like these parades, like goose-stepping military parades of other countries. His quote is, never in the history of our country have we done this before. Yes, we have. All over the place. Just maybe not down Constitution Avenue in D.C. David from Bucky says, Phil, Whoopi doesn't want to hold a parade for President Trump. What's she doing here in the U.S.? I thought she was leaving the country if Trump was elected. I'm still waiting for her to leave. I even offered to help her pack. Fair enough. A bunch of y'all are texting. Tom with all the kids says, 1812 Overture with Cannons on the Mall. Go Army Band. And one of the best concerts I ever took my kids to. Yeah. You've been there. Absolutely. Mark from Red Bay says, I'm all in for a military parade. Better than a gay pride parade any day. Yes. Thank you very much. Karen from Madison says, yes, we should have a military parade or have a parade celebrating our military, thanking God for our military. Thank you. Karen from Hickson, Tennessee says, remember 1976. We cannot have enough displays of love and patriotism for our great country. There you go. Jeff from Indiana says, of course we should have a parade, Phil, because most parades are uplifting and thrilling and bring everyone together. I know it makes me proud to see the men and women of the services in uniform marching together and all the spectacular hardware we have. It's just something to be proud of. By the way, yes, thank you, Jeff. And any of y'all who've ever been in the military, if you've ever done especially if you've done a division level pass and review, oh man, I mean, it's just, there's something about it. There's something about it that just, you know, pass and review. You know, you have the adjutant out there yelling, bring your units to attention. And you're hearing as it descends down the line, you know, division, battalion, company, you know, and it all coming to attention at the same time and then marching and eyes right for the reviewing stand. Listen, that'll just fire you up. That'll make old guys feel young again. Bring it.
The problem is the left's fixating on this because it falls in line with their dictator narrative, because they're trying to paint the picture of, like, you know, Kim Jong-un or, you know, Putin or whatever, standing and looking upon their, you know, military parade. So But that also doesn't mean that military parades in and of itself is a bad thing. But they're trying to they're trying to paint Trump as the look. He's doing what Kim Jong-un and all the other dictators do, and it's like that. They're trying to paint it to their own narrative of dictator.
How about this? Maybe Kim Jong-un needs to see us do this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it shows the world, hey, by the way, we're back, baby. You know?
Yeah. But it's just that's the reason they're fixating on it, is that they keep trying to add up to he's a dictator. Look, yeah. He's a dictator.
It's that Trump derangement syndrome just kicking in hard. John from Huntsville checking in saying, yes, we ought to have a military parade, especially on Flag Day. There you go. Connor from Huntsville says, absolutely needs a military parade, but I bet the people who are griping about the cost or fighting against USAID having their slush funds cut. Yeah, that's exactly right. I see what he's saying. The ones who are jamming up the cost issue on the parade also want USAID. You know what? As a matter of fact, that's about the amount that would have cost to do the gay Sesame Street in Baghdad, if I recall. So here's the deal. Money's fungible. We're reallocating gay Sesame Street and Baghdad funds to our own parade. I like it. There you go.
Well, then also, Thomas from Athens makes a good point. $25 million to celebrate 250 years. That's about 10,000 per year, 27 per day of the history of the Army. So maybe that is worth it.
Sweet. Chris from Starrett, Alabama says, let's organize a counter protest. That could get ugly.
Yeah.
Do we already get? Yeah, I already got that one. Last couple, and I'm going to a break. Thomas from Athens, you already read that. Thank you very much, Thomas. David from Bucky's again says, Phil, cost doesn't change my opinion. The cost will easily offset the recruiting advertisement. I agree. I think you're going to see recruiting numbers go up because of this. Kevin from Hartsell says, it's about time to honor our military. If the Demorats can send millions overseas for transgender operations, we can celebrate our great men who deserve this parade. And women, I would say. And then Jack from Huntsville says, my favorite military parade memory, during the Veterans Day parade here in Huntsville several years ago, I had the honor of shaking the hand of the survivor of the USS Indianapolis. Wow. Whew. Yeah. Lord, there's a survivor. All right. Listen, we're taking a break right now. I'll go ahead and move us to the break, JP. I'm about 45 seconds ahead of usual schedule, but we'll take it right now. We'll come back. We're going to switch gears. Let's talk about what's happening out west, because it's still going. Anti-ICE protests? Oh, yeah. What about leadership out there? Are they doing anything meaningful? Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back. An escape from L.A. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.